Hello, everybody. This is your girl, Shawana, doing another podcast. I hope everyone's having a great day. I'm still excited by doing this podcasting thing. My exit movement, letting go and let God take control. I know it's been a while since I did a podcast because with my new job, I've been working constantly. And I'm still excited by doing that. But today, I want to talk about something that's very personal to me. Something that I go through daily, which is depression. I know a lot of people don't like to talk about depression or suicide or violence, domestic violence and all that stuff. But you know, this month is domestic violence awareness. You have cancer awareness and all that going on. But mental health is a very, very big thing. And it's very important because so many people have mental health issues. So many people suffer from depression. Bipolar disorders, all kinds of stuff. But depression is very serious. And depression leads to suicide. And suicide is very high right now. I've been looking at the news lately, and I've been looking at so many children are committing suicide because they're being bullied. Bullying leads to depression. And people don't understand that words do hurt. They hurt. You used to have that saying, sticks and stones might break my bones, but words would never hurt me. That's a lie. I remember growing up, we used to say that all the time as children. Sticks and stones might break my bones, but words would never hurt me. You know, when people used to talk about you or try to bully you in school, and you know, we would say that. But now, it's not true. It wasn't true then, but I guess back then, some of us had a stronger skin that we didn't let it hurt us. But now it's not, because we have cyberbullying, we have people bullying, they putting stuff on the internet about you and people seeing it, and then you're getting talked about and laughed about, and it's getting worse and worse. I mean, I just saw on the news a 10-year-old child just killed herself, a 13-year-old child, an 11-year-old child, 9-year-old. It's getting ridiculous. And it starts at home with the parents teaching our children that you don't bully people, that you don't think that you're better than somebody else, because you're not. It starts at home, because I guarantee you, and I know this for a fact, your children see what you do. If they see you being a bully to somebody, they see you, how you act and carry yourselves, they think it's okay for them to do the same thing. So you have to watch what you do as a parent at home, how you talk, how you carry yourself around your kids, because they're sponges. They pick up what you do. And they think it's okay because they see it at home. They think that's what they're supposed to do out in the world amongst other children and other people. And it's not. And like I said, depression is real. I've been suffering from depression since I was young. I got bullied as a child. I got talked about because I was skinny. I had buck teeth. And people talked about my mama, saying that she was mean and hateful and that we couldn't go nowhere and do nothing. They talked about me and my brother. And that bothered me. And the worst thing about it wasn't friends that bullied me. It was my own family members. That's even worse when you have your own cousins talk about you. And then when they talk about you, it made it okay for other people to talk about you too. And it wasn't. So yeah, I've been suffering from depression for a long time. Stress. People don't realize growing up, my mother was in and out the hospital. Every year it seemed like she was having a surgery for this or surgery for that. And I was depressed all the time because I would be scared that she would never come home from all the illnesses and operations she didn't had. And I was so scared as a child because my mother told me that my grandmother died when she was 34. And my mother was 12 years old when my grandmother died, her mother. And I used to be scared that my mother was gonna die at 34. But she didn't, but that stuck in my head. And see, growing up, people didn't realize that me and my brother was always at home because my mother was in and out the hospital and my dad was always working two jobs, and we were basically taking care of ourselves. It would be certain family members my mother would have to watch out for us, but it's like I had to grow up fast. I had to go learn how to pay bills and wash clothes and cook and all that, because I had to help take care of my mama when she came home from the hospital. And so all my life, I've been this independent adult in a child's body. I knew how to go pay bills and stuff at 8, 9 years old. Used to go ride my bike to the electric company and pay the electric bill, to the gas company, to the water place. Used to go to Kroger's when they had food stamp, when it was the books, and get groceries, ride my bike. Used to go up to the topmost washer tier and wash clothes and fold clothes. And I'm just 8, 9 years old. And so look at me now. That's all I know how to do is survive and be independent, because I had to learn to survive at a young age. But in that midst of being that way, I was depressed because I didn't know how to be a child. I played with my cousins. That's all I knew. We were up around each other. I really didn't have too many friends because I didn't go nowhere. Because true enough, I couldn't go nowhere because my mom, she was in and out the hospital. So I had to be at home and couldn't go places. It wasn't the fact that my mother didn't let me. It's a simple fact because I couldn't. And that's what a lot of people didn't know. They thought that my mother was mean. My mother was stern. She was. She speak her mind. She'd tell you what she had to tell you and leave it at that. But my mother also was very sickly, and she still is now. And so my childhood was basically at home. I didn't want to go places because I was scared if I go somewhere, my mom wasn't going to be there when I came back. And that messes you up as a child. But I found my niche playing sports. I was a tomboy. I wanted to do everything the boys do. Basketball was my outlet. I used to play ball. I played softball. My dad played semi-pro softball. He used to play softball all the time. So I used to go to all the games with them, to the practices with them, and learn how to play. And that was my outlet, playing ball. I didn't worry about being bullied. I didn't worry about what was going on at home. My mom was sick, in and out the hospital. When I was playing ball, that was my outlet. I was free. Then that's how you made friends. I made friends because I met other people that was balling too. So I kind of felt normal. But that depression was still there. But then when you start playing sports and start lifting weights and all that type of stuff, you start getting a body. And then I start filling out, as they would say. Boys, God knows, boys wouldn't talk to me. But they used to call me ugly. I had long, pretty hair, but I was skinny, had buck teeth. So yeah, I got talked about. But people didn't realize that I suffered from anemia. I was born with a blood disorder, which caused me to be underweight all the time. I still have it now. So, you know, as I say, mental health and all that stuff, it's real. Depression is real. It got to the point where my depression laid over to the point that I decided I want to take my life. I tried it 3 times. I took an overdose of pills. I slit my wrist. I even tried to drive myself off the bridge because I couldn't take the things that were going on in my life. As I said in my other podcast, when I got sexually assaulted, that really drove me over the edge to the point that I didn't care. But as I think about it now, all the things that have been going on in my life since I was a child until now played a part into my mind of wanting to take my life and being depressed and having the issues that I had. Because I was dealing with depression before I got raped. And then after I got raped, it just made it worse. Because I never felt like I fitted in with anybody. I never felt like I really had true friends. The friends that I thought I had were true friends were not friends. Because at the end of the day, as I've learned as an adult now, those people are not for me. I've always been there for them, but they're not there for me. And I had to learn a lesson on that. I used to be upset. I used to cry a lot why people can't help me the way I help them. And I would get depressed, want to hurt myself, didn't want to be in the world. It's just a lot. And life is hard. It is. And it's kind of hard for me to speak on this, but at the same time, it's easy for me to speak on it because I've been through a lot dealing with depression. I was on medication for a while, and I got off medication. And people don't really understand how real it is. People tell you, well, you need to pray to God. You need to put it in God's hand. Yes, you do. True enough. God is there to help you. But at the same time, when you have a chemical imbalance in your brain, it doesn't function like everybody else. You can pray to God and ask God for this and this to help you. But at the same time, your mind is going left, going somewhere else. And it's something that you can't explain. You want to be normal. You don't want to be depressed. You don't want to be suicidal. You don't want to go through all these trials and tribulations, hurting yourself and hurting other people. But it's just like your mind won't allow you to be happy and be normal. It's a daily process, which I know every day I have to wake up and I have to ask God to give me strength mentally, physically, and spiritually. Please, Lord, keep my mind strong. Take away the depression and the suicide thoughts. That's my prayer every day. Because it's so easy to go back. Any little thing can trigger of going backwards. So that's why I do this podcast. It's therapeutic for me. And I hope whatever I say can help other people. Because it's real. The struggle is real. I've been through a lot. I've done a lot. And I've not done nothing to hurt people. I done stuff just to survive the best way I knew how, because I had to learn how to survive as a young child. So that's all I know how to do is survive. And the decisions that I have made have may have been bad, may have been good, but it was always in the best interest of surviving, trying to take care of myself or take care of my children or take care of other people. It was never any intentions of trying to hurt anybody. The only person that I ever hurt was myself. That's what I thought. But as I look at things, I realize that my actions hurted other people too. Because when you're in depression, all you're worried about is trying to get rid of the hurt that you're feeling. You're not thinking about the hurt that you're putting on somebody else. You're just thinking about getting away the pain that's inside of you, making it stop. You don't want to be in this world. You don't want to be around people that's constantly giving you pain or being in situations that you're constantly being hurt behind. Relationships, jobs, your children, all kinds of stuff in life that constantly is giving you stress and pain. And you just want to get away from it. You just want to get it out of you, get rid of it. And you think not being in this world or just leaving this world or taking your life is the best solution, because then you're not suffering no more. But then on the other hand, you're not thinking that if you do leave this world, committing suicide or doing whatever you're doing, how it's going to impact other people. But when you're in depression or you have a mental state of mind, you feel like everybody's against you. It's you against the world. And that's what I used to feel all the time. It was me against the world. No matter how my family and friends would say, well, my mother, father, or say they love me, all you got to do is ask me, they're for you. It didn't register. It did not register. because I feel like they just didn't understand what I'm feeling. You can say all this stuff, but when it come down to it, when I actually need you, I felt like you wasn't there. You criticized me. You talked about me. But that was just my mind. I couldn't see. And that's how Satan does. Satan will mess your mind up. Yes, he will. He will mess your mind up and have you thinking all kinds of ways that nobody cares for you, nobody loves you, it's just you against the world, and it's better if you go away. Which that's not true. And I had to realize that after the last time I tried to take my life, I had to realize that my children was not going to be better off without me. That actually I was going to put them in the same situation mentally, having depression because I took my life, their mother. And I can say that I'm dealing with that now with my baby boy. My baby boy has suffered from depression, from the actions that I have did that has caused to hurt him and his brother. And he's having depression and suicide thoughts as well. And I had to get therapy for him because I'm like, I know what you're going through. I understand. That was the wake-up call for me to understand that my actions of my depression and my suicide thoughts of the things that I've done, how it hurt my children. I didn't realize how it was hurting them along the way as I was going through all this stuff until my son told me, I'm gonna be dead before I turn 21. I'm gonna take my life before I turn 21. And that's when it hit me. My birthday was July 30th this year. On my birthday, my son told me, I ain't coming back. I'm gonna take my life. Happy birthday to you. That's your birthday present. And Lord knows, he walked out that door, jumped in that car, and I was running behind that car, jumped on top of that car to stop him from trying to take his life that day. And that's when reality hit. That it's just not about me. Depression is real. Mental illness is real. It's just not about me. It affects other people when you don't get help. And for a long time, I didn't get help. I was on medication. I was talking to a doctor and whatnot, and then I stopped. And I felt like, okay, I can do it myself. Or I trust in God and believe in God for him to take it away. But that was the point. I wasn't fully trusting in God. I didn't have my soul anchored into him the way I should have to take away the depression, to give me strength. I didn't have it at the time. And I can say I do now. But it's still a struggle of keeping it. That's why I can speak on this podcast right now. Because it's very painful to speak about this and to say that my own son is suffering from depression now and suicidal thoughts like I was, because it came from me. I put him in that position. He has hurts and pains from things that I did because I wasn't the mother that I should have been, because I was going through all the stuff I was going through, and I left him and his brother on the wayside. Because I didn't know how to be a mother to them, because I hadn't had closure for being raped. I hadn't had closure for the things that was going on in my life as a child growing up. I hadn't had closure from none of that. So then I got two kids in the world and I'm trying to figure out how to be a mother too. And then I was a single mother at that. A single mother going through all this stuff. And then their father get killed. So that's another thing. He hadn't grieved. He hadn't cried behind that. It's been 4 years. His father got murdered and we still don't know who killed him. So all that built up in my son and just caused him to have an emotional breakdown. But I can't say it's a day-by-day process that we are both working through, because we are both getting the help that we need to do it. People on the outside looking in don't understand how hard it is. You know, I was the to-go person all the time. I was the person that always wanted to help everybody. You know, I watched my mother and father grow up always helping people. And so I learned that from them. You know, being around my aunties, they always help people. So that's what I would do. I help people. You call me, I got you. I'm there. But then when I got down and out, wasn't nobody there for me. So I get angry and depressed. And then when you have your own family members or your so-called friends that you thought were friends talk about you, and they don't know that you know they talked about you, it's very hurtful. And I decided just to keep myself away from people. Like right now, I don't go around nobody. I go to work and I go to church. I go home. I go check on my mom and daddy. And I'm at home. Because I learned that when people don't want to be around you, you don't force yourself to be around them. You step away from them. So I pretty much just stepped away from a lot of people. I don't contact people. I don't call nobody, check on people no more like I used to. Well, these certain people I don't, that I thought were my friends and family members, I don't. Because when I lost my house and me and my kids were homeless, all those people that I asked for help that were my friends that I thought were family members that I helped even put in a house and paid bills and got utilities turned on, bought groceries for them and did all that stuff for them, none of those people helped me, turned their back on me, but they talked about me like a dog. And that hurt me so bad that it drove me to the edge and I wanted to try to commit suicide again. It got to the point that I had left my children and left a video telling them, y'all don't need me, I'm gone, y'all better off without me. Seem like I ain't doing up or bringing hurt, pain, and misery to y'all. Why would y'all want to be with a mother like this? And this just happened last year. So I thank God for him bringing me back from that to where I am now, where I'm sitting on a podcast and I can sit here and talk about it. Versus last year, I was so depressed and suicidal. And right now, and it's actually coming up to a year, next month will make a year that I did that. So I thank God that he's made me stronger and he's pulled me out of the gutter. But it's a work every day. Right now, I could be going over the edge, but I'm not. Right now, I have no food in my refrigerator. I don't even have clothes, money to wash my clothes right now. I've called people to ask them to borrow money until I get paid next week. I'll pay you back. I just need to get a couple items until payday. I just need a couple dollars so I can do laundry, wash up my work clothes and stuff, my son's work clothes. Everybody I ask for, no, I ain't got it, or don't even reply to my call or text. I asked one cousin, can I borrow? He's like, yeah, I got it. I've been calling him since yesterday and he ain't responded back to me yet. So I'm like, okay, I can easily be getting frustrated and depressed right now, but I'm not. I just say, okay, Lord, I just got to do without. I've learned to adapt. I've learned that you can't make people help you. And that was a hard lesson for me to learn, that you can't make people do stuff for you. You can't make people be your family or be your friends. you know, you just have to endure. You have to just continue to trust God, and He's going to send the help that you need by whomever. And so that's what I've learned. It hurts when you think that you thought those people were close to you that would help you. It hurts when they don't. But you have to learn to just keep on going. And that's what I'm learning. I've learned just to adapt without. If I don't got it, I just don't got it. And I just don't ask people for it. I just pray to the Lord and He'll make a way. And that's what I've learned to do. I don't have a way to work every day. My son take me to work, and then I have to catch a ride back home when I get off because I don't have a car. One day I walked way from Curtis Elementary to where I live here in East Texas because I didn't have a way home. So I walked. As long as I got 2 feet and the Lord got me breath in my body, I'm going to use it. I learned to be humble. You know, a lot of people are like, man, you crazy. You know, and I hate when people say, well, you could have called me, I would have this, I would have that. And when I do call you, you don't answer your phone. So I stop doing that. I don't call nobody for nothing. I don't ask nobody for nothing. I just endure without. And I know my struggle is going to be over soon. I know God going to make it better for me. You know, I do know that. And I trust and believe in that. But it hurts in the process because I'm human. I'm able to have feelings and to understand that it hurts. It hurts when you think the people that you think are your friends and family be there for you and they're not. It does hurt. But that's growing of me knowing that God is showing me that you can't trust in man. You got to always trust in Him. And so that's what I'm learning each and every day. I have to trust in Him. Believe in Him. You know, stop trying to do it myself. Stop trying to ask other people. And just trust the process and be patient. And I know it's hard to do because when you got stuff going on that you need help right now. And it seems like that everything is falling apart. But you just have to stop in the midst of the storm and just ask the Lord to take over. And I'm not going to lie, yesterday I was stressed out. I was like, man, I need to get some change, to get some food. We ain't got nothing to eat. I need to get these clothes washed, man. I can't even take a shower because I ain't got no clean towels and all this here. And I'm telling you, I was stressing. I woke up this morning with the same thing on my mind. Couldn't even sleep last night. And usually I've been sleeping like a baby because I asked the Lord to put it in His hands and I don't worry about it. But like I say, that's that devil trying to take over. So that's why I had to stop right now. And it's like, okay, Lord, please take this. I know You're going to make a way. So that's why I'm sitting here doing this podcast, because I had to let this out. Because if I don't let it out, then I'm going to end up doing something that I don't need to be doing. So, like I say, this is therapeutic for me. Talking about depression and talking about myself and how it affects people, it's real. Bullying is real. And it saddens me to see a lot of these children are committing suicide behind being bullied because they're being bullied and they're depressed and they think they're not worth anything because you got people telling them that they're not. And I say a bully is a person that is depressed their own self because somebody else is bullying them. And they're taking their anger out on somebody else because they can't confront the person that's doing it to them. It's a cycle. But it's a cycle that has to be stopped. It does. It has to be stopped. So that's all I want to talk about, this little snippet, just about depression. It's very personal for me because this is something that I've been dealing with since I was a child, all through junior high and high school, and people didn't realize that I was suffering from it. A lot of my friends, classmates, teammates and stuff didn't realize that I was going through a lot of this stuff. Even as an adult now, a lot of people don't realize that I do have, that I do. But I thank God that I'm anchored back into Him and that I can deal with it better than I did before. It's a process. Don't get me wrong. It's not something that can go away overnight, because it doesn't. It's a process that you have to stay prayed up, and you have to constantly ask God to continue to give you strength. And that's something that I do every day. But I just want to share that little snippet about this and talk about it, because it's important. People need to understand it. And those that don't need to really, really learn about it and help those that are suffering from depression, help those that are bullied, not judge, but help and love, not judge and talk about. Because when you're constantly bringing somebody down and talking about them, you're putting them closer to going into that grave. And you don't want that on your conscience. So I hope everyone has a happy Saturday, and I hope whatever I said can help somebody. I hope you don't think I was rambling. I wasn't trying to ramble. I just want to speak about something that was on my mind and something that's dear to me, because this is something that I suffer from and I go through, and I try to help other people with, because I do speak about depression. I have spoken about it at different seminars and went to schools talking about depression and suicide and bullying. I have, and it's very something, you know, that's something that I support. It's very dear to me, because it's personal to me, because I've gone through it, and I'm helping my son get through it, and I hope that I can help somebody else. So I hope everyone have a happy Saturday, and I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.